Welcome to Elysium. I'm with Operational Security, which is exactly what it sounds like. I'm in ops. We don't have cops. But today, I'm your guide, here to help you get acquainted and show you around the facilities. Operational Security doesn't get much excitement. Most of us serve on a rotating volunteer basis. Almost nobody causes trouble here. Partially because banishment is rather final, and partially because we're easygoing. You can scratch almost any itch you have. First, the facts. Oh, mind the doors. Any area you're authorized to enter, which is over 95% of the station, will open at your approach. If it doesn't open, you're not invited. If it does, you are. Simple. People can lock doors. People can invite you in. People will let you know, in one way or another, what kind of participation they're open to. Couples, threesomes, clubs. If they want privacy, they can lock down a space that's usually public. But those are clearly marked, and pretty rare. Private bookings cost credits, and most people don't bother unless it's really something special. Okay, follow me to the elevator. You passed intake, which means you already know the score. By entering Elysium, you are now permanently barred from returning to the rest of the galaxy. The Archaeotech has been sealed behind the wall, and anyone who wants in must be treated with our nanomachines, then launched like a rocket toward the station. We caught you in the gravity net, put you through quarantine, and then let the ordeal do the rest. You've probably already guessed. The ordeal curdles reality. The trial of impossible logic, hallucinations, collapsing time, metaphysical pressure. It used to be the entry test for the galactic regulatory body. Now it just serves as our visa stamp. Wizardry on a blank check, letting us hold this space for ourselves as long as we like. Having survived that, you're worthy of entry, and very unlikely to hold a grudge against the place you just abandoned everything to reach. We don't ask where you came from. We don't ask why. But everyone on board will love hearing your story. And no one can follow you here without submitting to the same rules. Reassuring, isn't it? Yes, we've had sleeper agents before, but they never last long. The nanites we use to prevent aging are undetectable by scanners. And anyone trying to leave Elysium gets atomized on sight. Gray goo, paperclip maximizers, all the horrors. We've seen them. We've lived through them. And we're still here because someone, like you, made it through and was able to solve these problems before they destroyed this side of the wall. As a result, violence doesn't work here. Ever play retro games? In Metal Gear Solid, when Snake enters nuclear munitions hangar, he can't fire his gun. It just won't let him. Same here. You can think violent thoughts all you want, but unless you've got a triple confirmed access code and a mutual handshake, your body simply won't move. And when I say handshake, I mean whatever counts as a ritual of consent on the club or floor you're on. It's explicit. It's unambiguous. There are some things that just don't happen here. Even the transport crews had to launch you in an autonomous pod. We get farther away every year from the galaxy, from old rules. I worry about that sometimes. Bumpy ride, huh? Quarantine was probably boring, but at least the streaming service is good. Yeah, I had to go through it too. But from above, when I came down, a lot of me got left behind. Still, I worry that one day, people like you will stop coming, and this place will dwindle, disappear. Just a rumor among the stars. If something terrible happens out there again, they'll push it beyond the wall, like always. Like they push us. And here we are. A vacation spot, right? 14 days in a pod. Just you and the robots. Still. You can stream anything. Holo novels, body mod packages, entire personality reskins, if that's your thing. You'll hear that everyone on Elysium fucks constantly. And honestly, that part's true. Because once your body's exactly how you like it, you just want to use it. You're going to see some feats of ultra porn star engineering. Too bad we're not allowed to transmit signals off station. Otherwise, the galaxy's most extreme content would definitely come from here. Floor 1. This card has your credits. You get a daily stipend, enough for 3 very solid meals and 1 moderate entertainment. Or 6 meals. Or just sex and no food. That's up to you. Credits can be exchanged with residents. And yes, there's volunteer work if you want more. My gig, for example, gets me plenty. Floor 1 has shops, cafeteria, room service is common, bars, lounges, arcades. This place is roughly the size of a small city. See the tubes and moving floors. There's also teleportation, small fee. That pad over there, landing zone. Don't stand on it. And seriously, don't masturbate on it. But yes, there are jobs where you can shut your mind off for a few hours. Wake up richer. You can even settle on one of the colonies nearby. Planets that exist on this side of the wall. They aren't like the ones you remember. This part of the galaxy was grafted into a nexus during the collision. It creates opportunities for people like me, and people like you. You'll get a complimentary, full experience package once a year. That means your first body mod? Free. Your first day at the spa? Free. And oh, the spa. There are maps, terminals for guidance, or you can always ring me up when I'm off duty. Now, back to the elevator. Yeah, a lot of people aren't wearing anything. Some of the most beautiful bodies you've ever seen. And wonderful minds behind them, too. It takes a very specific kind of curiosity to abandon everything and step into the unknown. I can see it turning you on. Good. Because next, we go to the fun floors. Level 2, brothels, massage parlors, play clubs, all pretty tame by Elysium standards. Level 3, machine play, predicament games. Some toys are the size of rooms. Level 4, dungeons. Level 5, accommodations. Level 6, exhibitionism. Level 7, vacation hologrid. When physical reality isn't enough to satisfy your imagination. There are orbital rings and jump portals to nearby planets, too. Teleportation is frequent. mood-based destinations. That's all for the overview. There are many surprises still waiting, but for now, let's head to level 6. Your room number is on your key card. Floor attendants are available. Key cards are biolinked. Only you can use yours. Replacements at the concierge on level 1. Okay. That concludes your official tour. You noticed the moans already, didn't you? This is the free use floor. Over there, that's an intimate little club. Anyone who wants to offer their body for general use, just step into one of the stations. Padded boxes, complete anonymity. It's like full body glory hole, but with optional toys. Toys. There are stocks, massage tables, cleaning chairs, whatever configuration your pleasure demands. That performer on stage, riding the other one's strap-on, she's a friend of mine. That flexibility, a mod. She can literally lick her own. Well, she has both, like me. Ask her later. She'll probably show you. Oh, you're really liking this, huh? My internal vibe just buzzed. That means I'm officially off duty. Your tour was my last job, so... can I be the first to have a taste of you? Everyone tastes different here. Remember what I said about layers of reality? Read the book, The Boy Who Reversed Himself. Taste is one of the things that seems to be very different from dimension to dimension. It's always different here, compared to above. Where we came from? So... let me get a good feel. You're fucking soaked. That's great. Look at them down there in the club. Everyone, look at her tits, and that girl with her power bottom likes to ride newbies hard. You know, same as me, really. When they get a hold of this wet, sweet thing, pardon me, make room. I'll just kneel down here. Do you like the uniforms, by the way? Purple looks good on me. Move this out of the way. Oh, yeah. Just looking at you, imagining the taste of you. Maybe we'll go somewhere private after, and I can be your first fuck on board. I look pretty normal still, but my mouth's had a little modification. And I do love to show off the things my tongue can do. I can slide it very far out of my mouth, and the taste of you will quite literally make me come. Eating your pussy gets me off after a while. It's like a drug, built-in fetish. I'm marinating my mind in every time I go down, and, hold on to that bar up there. These booths are for semi-privacy. There really is a lot more of that, if you want it. than you'd think. But they are designed so people can easily have sex while privately looking down at the club. So it's not private for some. You just watch. You have porn in front of you that wants to be porn. You're free. And the porn behind you cannot wait to see. Oh. You are delicious. Here, let me suck on your clit for a while. Let me know if it's too much. With a hand on my head, twined in my hair. If you're gonna stay, you could get this bigger. Really fill my mouth and some more nerve endings. Look at them down there. Hundreds of people watching or participating or just getting off unrestrained in comfort. Hump my face. Oh, fuck yeah. Grind. Yeah, love it. Oh, you're so good. Look at you, jutting out of that hood for me to taste. I'm soaking wet. Rock hard, too. I'll have to 69 later, so you can get a good look. You could even get a mod like mine. And we'd come, and come, and come. Mine and your pussy. And your modded clit or newfound dick up in this wet, warm hole. Here, I'll finger you. Here, I'll finger you with two while I suck your clit. Rude to ask to fuck right away, but a little oral's fine. Oh, but I don't want to miss a single drop of your juices. Just gonna have to turn you on even more to replace them. Let me grab your ass. And please, tell me what to do. Give me hints. Steer me where to stimulate you. Anything you want, just ask. Grind on my face, set the pace. Paint me with your pussy. I'll figure out what you like pretty quickly, though. In and out, pushing my tongue in and out. Yeah, you like it? Oh, wet, hot. I can trap your clit in my mouth with a lot of force to suck my little cheeks in so it feels like you're expanding to fill my whole head with your cunt and your clit. How immensely slick we both are. Go ahead. Just try to stand it. What if I just lick over the hood, though? My tongue's precise. Surgical. Sensual. Lick. And dig. lick and dig in, pressing you into the side while my fingers prod and open you inside. Come hither motions, beckoning from the underside of your pleasure. Oh, time to finger you and go all out on your clit. One thing that comes with the uniform. Safety first. These gloves. Regulation issue. Do you like the texture? That slick, snug fit. It's uniquely warm, too. Sensation play. Look how your fluids shine on my fingers. Open your mouth. Lick. Notice the texture on the other hand. When I wrap you deep, curl my fingers. When I wrap you deep, curl my fingers. I'm gonna clamp my mouth on your clit for a while. Try to handle it. One second of suction. Two. You're panting, losing your grip on more than that bar. Are you gonna come for me? Let your juices flood over my face and do what comes naturally. Do what comes naturally. Listen to your lust. There aren't many rules here. There isn't much to remember. There isn't much to remember. So, forget everything else and just let go. Let yourself come. Hump your mind away. Play with me. And come. Watch my slick pussy grinding on your hand. Delicious. Gonna be rubbing off to you later. Oh, you're so good. Please come as hard as you want. And keep going if you want to. We've got privacy in this booth. We can see down into the club, but they can't see us. That wall behind you, it unfolds into a bed. But I'm really gonna be at my most use. But I'm really gonna be at my most aroused. If you let me lick you while you come. If you keep coming. If your juices get thick and start to run down your thighs. Oh, yeah. Fuck yes. Oh, yes. Oh, come. Please. Come for me. Every drop, don't stop. Hump away, hump your mind away. Oh, thank you very much. Now, what's next? What next? The show down there is changing. You could take me out to the club floor, or lean me against this rail and eat me out in turn. While I get turned on, watching the show down there, and you know I will. Sucked already. You know I will suck cocked already. Cock twitching, my pussy wet and swollen. Or back to my room. Mine's got more equipment than yours will. Anything you'd like. Welcome to the station.